Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a rewind moment that really hits with old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12. We are aiming for that classic dancefloor feeling where everything seems to pull back for a second, the crowd gets teased, and then the drop slams back in with more force than before. This is an intermediate edits lesson, so we're not writing a whole new tune from scratch. We're working with arrangement, audio edits, automation, and stereo control. The big goal is to make the rewind feel wide, exciting, and ravey without letting the low end get messy or facey. That contrast between a spacious breakdown and a focused, mono-heavy drop is what gives the moment its power. First, find the part of your track where the rewind makes sense. In drum and bass, that's usually right at the end of a 16-bar phrase or just before a second drop. If your track already has a first drop and a later return, this is the perfect place to create a pullback moment. Think of it like a cue for the crowd. You want the listener to feel, wait for it now. In arrangement view, duplicate the end of your drop section and build out a breakdown zone before the next drop. 4 to 8 bars is usually enough, depending on the energy of the tune. Keep the kick and sub either absent or heavily reduced in that section, especially around the actual rewind. That space is important. If the low end keeps charging through, the rewind loses its drama. Now choose the sound that will carry the moment. This needs to be something punchy and recognizable. A rave stab, short chord hit, vocal shout, horn stab, or amen slice all work really well. Old school pressure comes from a sound with attitude. If the source is too soft or too abstract, it won't read like a rewind. It'll just sound like another effect. If you're designing the sound in Ableton, Waveatable, Drift, or Operator can all give you a strong stab source. Keep the envelope short. Fast attack, short decay, and little or no sustain. Add a bit of detune if you want some body, but don't make it wide yet. We're building the core first. Then add some bite with saturator or drum boss. A little drive goes a long way here. You want the stab to feel like it has presence and edge. A good teacher rule here is this: the rewind moment needs a strong mid-range identity. That way, even when the mix opens up, the listener still feels the shape of the hit. If the sound is too thin or too washed out, it disappears inside the atmosphere. Once the source is working, resample it or consolidate it to audio. This is where the rewind really starts to become an edit. Duplicate the audio across the last 1 or 2 bars before the drop. Reverse one copy using the clip reverse function and place it so it leads into the rewind cue. Add short fades if needed so the edit stays clean and doesn't click. You can also make the moment feel more authentic by using a normal hit first, then a reversed version with a slightly longer tail, and then a smaller hit after the cue. That call and response feeling is very old school. It gives the ear something familiar to lock onto, then flips it at the last second. For the playback mode, keep things sensible. Use beats if the element is rhythmic, complex if it's more atmospheric, or repitch if you want that tape-style character. Just don't overstretch it. A rewind should feel controlled, not smeared into a mushy wash. Now for the key part, widening the rewind without wrecking the mix. This is where a lot of people go too far. The goal is to widen the musical and atmospheric layers, not the bass or sub. Keep anything under roughly 120 Hz centered and solid. The ear hears width mostly in the upper mids and the ambience, so that's where we make the section bloom. A solid stock device chain for the rewind layer might be EQ8, Chorus Ensemble, Utility, Reverb, and Delay. You can add Auto Filter too if you want more movement. Start by high-passing the rewind layer somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sound. Then use Chorus Ensemble gently for stereo motion. Keep it tasteful. You want movement, not seasick wobble. Use Utility to widen the element, but don't overcook it. Something like 110 to 160% width can work nicely for the mid and high layers. Add reverb with a medium decay and a fairly low wet mix, just enough to make the space open up. A ping-pong delay with low feedback can add that rave bounce without cluttering the transition. One important warning here: don't widen the same sound twice. If your stab already has unison spread, chorus, or a wide synth engine built in, keep the post-processing width subtle. Too many width sources can smear the attack and make the rewind lose its punch. Next, automate the feeling of pullback. This is where the rewind really comes alive. Use filter movement, wetness changes, and width automation together. For example, let the filter open up through the breakdown, then close a bit as you approach the rewind. Push the reverb wet level higher into the moment, then pull it down sharply when the drop returns. Let the width grow in the breakdown, then snap it back when the drums re-enter. That snap is the magic. A wide moment only feels huge because the drop after it feels focused. You can also automate the overall track or clip gain downward over the final beat while adding a reversed ambience tail. That combination creates the sensation of energy being pulled backward. It's simple, but it works every time if the timing is right. Don't forget the space around the rewind. Silence, or near silence, is a weapon in drum and bass. A short mute of the kick and bass, even for just a quarter beat to a beat, can make the whole moment feel way bigger. Leave a vocal chop, crowd shout, or FX tail hanging in the air, then bring in a reverse crash or cymbal leading into the drop. After that, hit the re-entry cleanly with a centered impact and a tight low end. For the return, lock the drums and bass back in hard. The kick should be centered and punchy. The sub should stay mono. The drums should feel dry and focused compared with the breakdown. If needed, put utility on the bass bus and keep the width at zero or very narrow. Use sidechain compression if the kick and bass need a little extra breathing room. And if the top end feels crowded from the rewind, clean it up with EQ8 around the present zone. This contrast is the whole point. The rewind opens the room. The drop shuts it down again with discipline. That's what makes it feel powerful in a club. When you're refining the edit, pay attention to micro timing. The rewind cue should land on a strong musical point, like beat 1, beat 3, or a clear pickup into the drop. If the reversed audio feels late or early, nudge it until it locks in. Also, keep the longest reverb tails away from the exact drop entry unless you want a more washed transition. In most DNB, the return hits harder when it's clean. If you want the section to stay DJ-friendly, make sure the phrasing is easy to read. Keep the breakdown countable, keep the low end under control, and make the drop re-entry obvious. That way, the track works both as a club weapon and as something a selector can mix with confidence. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, making the whole rewind too wide. That can sound exciting on headphones but fall apart in a club. Second, letting the reverb blur the drop return. If that happens, automate the wet level down harder or cut the tail with a sharper edit. Third, using a weak source sound. The better the original stab or vocal, the better the rewind will feel. For darker or heavier DNB, you can push the moment a bit further. A filtered noise layer under the stab can add grime without adding harmony. A little extra saturation before the reverse motion can make the sound feel torn and aggressive. For nearer leaning material, a focused boost in the mid-range can help the rewind speak through a dense mix. And for old-school jungle flavor, chopped amen fragments or vintage-style vocal shouts work brilliantly as the source material. Here's a nice workflow tip. Think in layers, not one giant effect. The best rewind moments usually come from a handful of small moves working together. A reversed hit, a widening layer, a tiny mute, and a clean return. That's often all you need. If you pile on too many effects, the moment gets blurry and loses its selector energy. As a quick practice move, try building three versions of the same rewind. One classic rave version with a wide stab and clean mono return. One darker, uglier version with more saturation and a tighter cut. And one club tool version that's very short and super clear. Then compare them for impact, clarity, low end stability, and how old school they feel. Usually, the strongest version is the one that stays focused instead of trying to do everything at once. So that's the core idea. Make the rewind feel like a real event. Use a strong source, reverse it, widen the atmosphere, protect the low end, and snap back into a focused drop. If you keep the moment short, musical, and controlled, it'll hit with that proper rave pressure every time. Now go build it in Ableton Live 12 and make that rewind feel dangerous.